Yeah, I got a whole story about this one, too. I'm just going to let it be there. My old roommate used to dance to this, and it was really funny. It was great. And then she started dating my buddy Greg while he was in town for 2 days. Anyway, shout out. I got to give a shout out here. This is awesome. The cool thing is, I just want to remind everybody, I'm broadcasting right now. You are listening to us. If you're in the east side of the state, you're listening to us on 540 AM or 101 FM, The Shaw. I'm broadcasting from downtown Waukesha right now in our Waukesha new studios here in our the basic setup that I have. And I'm very excited because we get to reconnect with some of our old listeners that we had in the old station. Shout out to Connie, who said she's going to stop by at some time and gave me some really good recommendations for food because I am an above 300 pounder. But I also am tall and wide enough to carry that weight dignity. dignity. I have dignity.
Folks, that is Brian, and I am Luke, and we are dueling
tangents.
Shout
out to Connie. You're the coolest. That's the point.
Yes. No, it's very exciting. Like as we've been building out this studio and getting the plans set, I've been excited because I'm joining you from afar. Like I don't plan on spending a whole lot of time in the Waukesha studio, but the fact that we are...
You could if you wanted to.
I could if I wanted to, but the fact of the matter is... there's a lot of excited people that we are back in that area of the state, and I'm thrilled that we're able to return our signals and our format to those signals to be able to provide excellent programming like Dueling Tangents,
and
like
I can
Devil's Advocates, Earl Ingram.
Back to the thing, I can finally go back to the thing that I had in my head, stuck in my head over and over again. We're broadcasting in the southern swath of Wisconsin.
There you go. Absolutely.
I couldn't say that with good, you know, with integrity, even though you could hear 1580 out here, you know, kind of faintly, but...
Right, but 540 AM, WAUK, and the Shaw 101 FM, loud and clear, out of Waukesha, where Brian is broadcasting from today.
It's exciting.
But Brian, I wanted to give a little bit of a palate cleanser as well, because...
You promised us, and I like this palate cleanser right before we go on to the next. It's good.
It's really... some of the disheartening headlines that you and I, it feels sometimes, my comparison always is a fire hose. Like paying attention to the news in Wisconsin is just like getting a fire hose just sprayed right in your face. And so
we had to spend like 5 minutes explaining the whole Robin Voss thing just to get into it because there's so much crap you have to understand to get to really understand how stupid it is. But
exactly.
Anyway.
Exactly. And so sometimes it's important to remember the really great things that can happen for when you're following these stories. and a lot of events have unfolded in the last year. And one of the harder ones has been roughly about 100,000 individuals. And we accepted about 13,000 of them here in the state of Wisconsin. But a number of Afghan refugees fled a falling state on the other side of the world, in Afghanistan. And they were allies. They were helping our service members there for the 20 years that our service members were fighting a war. And you can disagree about how that war was started, and you can disagree about why we were there for so long. And there's a lot of arguments that can be had on both sides, and I get that. But that war is the truth of the matter is we are no longer at war. And the truth of the matter is we've got about 13,000 individuals that were calling Wisconsin home as they were beginning their new lives here in America as refugees. And so the mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg, she met yesterday with some of the individuals and a few of the families that are being resettled in the Wausau area. And she's got...
How about that for culture shock? Afghanistan to Warsaw.
Well, and apparently she's got a great thread over about her experience with sitting down with the family. She thought it was going to be briefly just tea and getting a brief introduction, and it extended into a really long lunch, and just great stories were unfolded. And I encourage everybody to go check out the entire story because we just don't have time to share the whole thing here on the air. But Mayor Rosenberg said the biggest thing that she was the takeaway that she had for it was the and one of the things I laughed at the hardest from this thread was the standoff between the Midwest goodbye and the Afghan hospitality is very similar, and so the Afghani goodbye and the Midwestern goodbye was kind of in a face-off, and they were trying to say goodbye to each other for a good 30 minutes or more yesterday after an hours-long meeting that was essentially just set up as tea. And so really it's just great to hear stories like this about the individuals that are resettling here in the state of Wisconsin and calling Wisconsin home. I'm really excited to hear more of these stories, but through all the terrible headlines with COVID and just the inaction from our state government here in Wisconsin, with Voss allegedly down on a catamaran and the state Senate arguing about vaccine passports that aren't even happening, it's nice to see some of these stories sometimes, because it reminds you why we're all paying attention and the things that are actually happening and the good news stories out there in the world.
Yeah, this is great. I think that's awesome. I would be annoyed after a while because I'd enjoy the cordiality, and then I was raised by East Coast parents, and I would have gone by then. I'd be sitting in the car already, waiting.
See, I have one
by
of
the door.
I have two options for goodbyes. I either do the Irish goodbye, and you won't see me until the next time you see me, because I just won't say anything and I just leave, and then I do the Midwest goodbye where it's 45 minutes and. Kelsey gets really mad at me because my Midwest goodbye is it makes up for the fact that my other form of goodbye is just nothing. So I really extend out the Midwest version if that's the one I'm doing.
I just say goodbye, give people hugs, and leave.
See? Then.
Because I'm trying to be a decent person, man. I don't know. I care about other people's time. But most of the time, you know what it is? I'm having a revelation right here. It's because I've worked in bars so much, I'm always the person locking up, or I'm usually the host of the party, so I never say goodbye until I'm the last person. So, I've always been the one that's like, let's keep the party going. I've never, like, very rarely, I think maybe once or twice in my life, I've ever sat there going, this person needs to leave my presence now.
So you just don't say goodbye. That's how you get around it. You don't say goodbye.
I'm the last one there, yeah. So everyone says goodbye to me. So it doesn't really matter how long it is.
Right, you shut the place down. Absolutely.
That's right.
Perfect, man. Well, this has been Dueling Tangents. Brian, anything else you got to... anything else you got for the listening audience before we wrap up this Wednesday show?
I got the mayors.
Oh, yeah, mayor update.
Milwaukee
mayor, I knew there was something
candidates, right? They had to put in 1,500 valid signatures 5 p.m. yesterday. Only five got to do it, or six, I think. Cavalier Johnson, acting mayor right now. Alderwoman Marina Dmitrievich with the next amount of signatures. Former Alderman Robert Donovan. Entrepreneur Michael Sampson. Sheriff Erna Lucas and State Senator Lena Taylor are the ones who have submitted the necessary signatures. And that's kind of a big deal because, if you remember, there was some issues, at least for this county executive situation, as far as who got the signatures in and who did not.
But, yeah, so one of those six
candidates left for mayor.
Yep, one of those six individuals is going to be the next mayor of Milwaukee, most likely. And so, folks, if you missed any portion of this great show, go check out the podcast. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow for Thursday's edition of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. See you then. People.